welcome to, once again, the Tuesday Night Alive on recorded tape, Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, which is, we have not had a hot new show in this location for almost 2 months. It was back in January 3rd or something, the last one we did, or somewhere, maybe a little later, but February, it was just wasn't there. That was old Bud Deal squeaking out on the saxophone. So tonight we're going to be covering the vitamins some more, the nutritional side some more. And we've had a lot of fun the last couple of nights, the last couple of Saturday nights with Dr. Deagle. We've been talking a lot about the effects of the environment and how it's going to affect your soul. So one of the things that I'm going to have to start hammering away on here is the nutritional formula, some of what he is talking about and some of what I've been talking about. And last Tuesday night, when that archive is up, tonight's show would be the show of the 14th or the 13th, March 13th, 2006. You want to get back to those archives a week ago to get some review on what we're going to cover tonight. And most of this is going to be new stuff. And I might, if we have a little time at the end, kick into one of my old health science and energy shows where I covered some mineral aspects of nutrition. But what I'm finding out is people are incredibly ignorant out there. One of the things about formulations and vitamins and nutrients and what they do for you, it seems like nobody really knows. And I know that our products are slightly more expensive than the average thing that you buy in a health food store, but if you were to go out and buy the individual ingredients and take as many of them as we put in our formulas, you would be spending several hundred dollars a month and still would not get what you receive in our combination Pirilo and Pyridine full-spectrum vitamins. There's just no comparison. I'm just going to do a quick review of the Pirilo. The Pirilo has about 92 organic trace minerals. Trace minerals, as Dr. Deagle and I both talked about and I've talked about, are very important for the parasympathetic nervous network. They're not available at any food source, and as a result, the world is void of them, and people's heads are void of them, and as a result of that, you can see people do not function at all on spiritual planes anymore, and eventually go to sleep and die. Trace minerals are very important for your livelihood and well-being of your entire central nervous system, and mainly your auric offset. And remember, whether when you're exposed to radiation or toxic foods or chemicals, if you don't have what we call auric offset, where you can process that electrical energy that these toxins produce, you will go into a free radical acidic state and set yourself up for a terminal disease, whether it be a heart failure or cancer or anything else. So what I want to do is cover this evening some of the very important nutritional aspects. And these vitamins have all been formulated. I've been formulating since back in the early 80s. And some of my teachers were from Tibet. They were some of the finest on the planet. I won't mention any names, but you would actually know some of the what masters that I worked with. And these are old, long-lost formulas that we brought back out to the light. And there's a lot of stuff that I won't talk about tonight that are in our vitamins because we just aren't going to have time. There's not enough time. In our Pirilo, first of all, we have all the trace minerals that you need. Now, you'll see in there, you're going to see some lead, you're going to see some aluminum. These are organic forms of these minerals, and they're okay for the body. Actually, the body can assimilate them. Whereas if you can have lead poisoning, you know, the police could give you that. If you have suicide by police, that'll give you lead poisoning immediately. And you can have subtle lead poisoning by working around lead products. The same thing with aluminum. Yet aluminum is an amphoteric metal, and in its active state actually helps work with the blood. In its inactive state, it destroys the blood, making you very anemic. Our base minerals, which are responsible for the base neurological functions like respiratory rate, which is breathing, heartbeat, and all of that, are found in our regular formula, full spectrum. But in the trace minerals, we also have, I've talked about this on several of my shows, we talked about it the other night with Dr. Deagle, about how people around Japan, when they were exposed to huge amounts of radiation, had no effects from it. And that was because they had large amounts of electrolytes in their bodies. And those electrolytes were found to be in the form of minerals, fotides, ginseng, and gotokoa. So I use that, and have been using that, for 20 years. And this is old research. Fotide, ginseng, and gotokoa, you'll find it in both our products. They're very important. Also, we use silica. Silica is very important. Silica is a binding material. It will help you put collagen together. It works with vitamin C. We use that in our mineral formula. What happens is, as a side effect, which is good, your hair will grow faster. My hair grows about a half an inch per month, maybe more, which is really a pain in the butt because I have to get haircuts all the time now. I used to have hair about 3 feet long, but I cut it off because I got tired of washing it every day, even though hair is antenna. And then, of course, the silica and the aloe vera that we use together, that combination in our trace minerals produces a huge amount of nail growth in women. So women have very strong fingernails. People that have weak nails and weak hair won't have it anymore with the silica and the aloe vera and the other things that we put in there. Now, we use a lot of aloe vera in all our products. Aloe vera is basically a very important, misunderstood, complete element, a protein source within itself. It contains many of the things that you'll find in herbs. For example, small sugars, very, very concentrated sugars, anthraquinones, all these kinds of things you're going to find in aloe vera. Lignin, I'm going to talk about some of this stuff. And realize that the Roman soldiers, for example, carried that as their number one medical tool. So if they got an arm chopped off by a sword in a sword fight or out of a battlefield fight, what would happen is they would use large amounts of aloe vera not only to stop the bleeding, to coagulate the blood, also to, it's a natural source of antibacterial infection. It's also a high source of, has a high resistance to any type of viral infection. So this is important, aloe vera. Aloe vera has in itself, aloe vera is very close. It carries oxygen to the body. And when you take aloe vera, it will highly reduce your risk, especially in women, of heart attack. Women, of course, don't recover, have fewer symptoms, different symptoms. Women don't have, for example, an aching left arm before a heart attack. They have a backache or a neck ache in the back part of their neck. That's their symptom because their central nervous system is different. And so, therefore, aloe vera is very important for them. Aloe vera is rich in almost all the vitamins. It has beta-carotene, vitamin C, B12, all of these things. Aloe vera has huge amounts of enzymes. Now, enzymes are catalysts. Enzymes go into a biochemical transition in the body to make your body absorb calcium, to absorb any kind of mineral. Allows your body to absorb all the natural antibiotics that you'll find in a lot of the products that we have. But then what happens is the enzyme is re-put back into the system and to be used over and over and over again. One of the important things that enzymes do is they break down fats and sugars. So if your enzyme count is too low and you put compound fats in your body, saturated trans fatty acids, what you're going to end up with is storing a lot of fat. You're going to be one of these people that tries to eat right and exercise, nothing happens. So aloe vera will help with all of that. It really helps break down the sugars and fats. One of the enzymes that's in the aloe vera is called bradykinase, which helps to reduce excessive inflammation when applied to the skin topologically and therefore reduce pain. And I'm sure you've all heard about the effects of when you get a burn. If you have aloe vera handy, you know, I burn myself all the time because I'm unconscious half the time taking things in out of my toaster oven because I don't like the microwave. And I always bump my hand on the top part of one of the coils and then I have to run and get the aloe vera. But it will almost, if you have aloe vera there, that horrible sensation you get of those singed nerves, there's no feeling with aloe vera. It just kills that pain, and that's called bradykinase. It's one of the breakdown enzymes. In minerals in aloe vera, there's calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, manganese, a small amount of copper, a natural amount of copper. Do not take copper. If you are taking a vitamin formula that has copper in it, throw it out, because vitamin formulas change with the times. I remember when I used to work a long time ago at Shackley, helping some of their formulas when they first started out with Dr. Shackley. The formulas that we used back then in those days, back in the late 60s, early 70s, were nothing like the formulas today. You needed a lot less of an enzyme, you need a lot less trace mineral, you need a lot less stuff to function normally because the pollution levels were so much lower. And one of the big things that we didn't know much about in those days was phytochemicals, which are antioxidants, which we're going to talk about, which are immensely required today now because of all the compound fats, trans fatty acids that you put in your body. I bet a lot of people don't realize that you see all these movies back in the 40s and 50s, and even in the 30s, everybody had a cigarette in their mouth. But guess what? The lung cancer was 80% less then than it is now, because we didn't have all the compound sugars and trans fatty acids in our diets in those days. Things were much simpler. So in addition, we have chromium and selenium in aloe vera. And I also use selenium and chromium in my vitamin formulas in its straight form without going through aloe vera. Selenium is very important in the fact that it allows electrical currents to move through the body in one direction. If this fails, it starts to break down, you end up with symptomatic diseases such as Alzheimer's in the brain, Parkinson's disease, muscular dystrophy. All of these are somewhat strongly related to antioxidant lack of selenium. Selenium is incredibly important. Silica also works with selenium, I might add. There are several simple sugars in the mucilage layer of aloe vera. And these are called mucopolysaccharides, which enhance the immune system, and they help detoxify. Aloe vera contains both mono and polysaccharides, but the most important are the long-chain sugars involving glucose, mannose, glucomannans, which I just think are incredibly important. So these forms of sugar, which you don't even notice when you taste the stuff because it's bitter, are there. And these things break down, and they go into the bloodstream in exactly the form that they are needed to work with the ATP molecule in the cell. There's also anthraquinones. And anthraquinones, there are 12 of these phenolic compounds, which are found exclusively in the plant's sap in small quantities. What they do is they exert a purgative or cleansing effect, and they also absorb gas, from the gastrointestinal tract, acids, and they have a microbacterial and pain-killing effects. And that microbacteriology and microbacterial infections, you've heard Dr. Deagle and I talk about these many times, it's a big problem. A lot of these diseases, the Gulf War symptoms, are from we call it nanoparticle technology now, and this is becoming a real problem. And you get these microbacterial infections, you're going to have chronic pains in your groin, in your testicles, in your breasts, in your arms, and you're going to think you've got arthritis, you're going to think you're going to have gout, and you don't. You've got a microbacterial infection, and there's nothing you can do about it unless you have things like aloe vera and these substances in your body and constantly going in your body every day because your body utilizes them. There's only one clinic in the United States that's located in Huntington Beach, California, that even looks at and treats or even recognizes microbacterial infections. Lignin is also, it's an inert substance that's included in tropical preparations in preparations of aloe vera and has a positive effect on that. Saponins are another one, and saponins are also found in ginseng. And they're about in soapy part of the aloe vera gel, which is about 3% saponin. Saponins have amazing antiseptic properties. Fatty acids, cholesterol, which is the good one, LDL, low-level lipid, not the high, the high one that's bad. Compesterol, sisterol, lupinol. These four plant steroids are definite anti-inflammatory agents. Salicylic acid is also found in it's an aspirin-like compound, but it's a natural. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and it aids in circulation. And as we know, the body needs, and I've talked about this before, we need 22 different amino acids to provide proper hormone support in the body. Hormone support means that if you don't have in your endocrine glands seven sets of hormones, and remember we've defined this before, but the hormone is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness. If you don't have that present in your body, you will not be able to produce all of the major hormones for a complete balanced system of feelings, and therefore you're going to have a huge lack of energy in the love department, in the healing department, in the energy department where you run and jog, and your creativity will be shot without the amino acids. And of course we talk about quite a bit, we talk about the amino acids in the pituitary body. And we also talk about norepinephrine, epinephrine, which are located in the adrenals, which give you energy. They regulate your heartbeat. Without them, you can become hyper or hypotension, higher blood pressure, regulated through the thyroid. And, of course, vasopressin, which is the one that is lysine and arginine, which we use large amounts of that in both our mineral and our vitamin formulas. We do not, I might add, put copper in. The aloe vera that we put in our minerals provides 20 of the 22 amino acids and 7 of the 8 essential amino acids, which the body cannot synthesize because we lost our ability to synthesize this. And this is just aloe vera that I'm talking about. I mean, I there's so much more that I could say about aloe vera. Ulcers, if you drink aloe gel and you're an alcohol drinker and then you know that's not good for you in large amounts, you might try adding some aloe vera gel along with this sort of thing. I highly recommend that you go up on the internet and just type in aloe vera in the search engines and do your own research on it, because it's a key ingredient in all my formulations. I would also recommend that you go in and look up Fotai ginseng and go to cola. Now, jumping over to the full spectrum vitamins, we use a lot of vitamin A in a palmitate and other forms. Other forms being oil forms. And vitamin A, of course, is a liver nutrient. The liver actually produces it, but when you add it, it helps the liver produce it. We use a vitamin D in our formulas. You know, if you don't have calcium in your body, your heart can't beat. And after you get your bones stop growing, your main thing, the main mineral you use in your body is calcium. But if you don't have vitamin D, you won't assimilate it. And people used to get 400 international units from the sun per square inch. But now, 18 international units per square inch. And now you don't get that anymore. So we put a lot of vitamin D in. We put a large amount of vitamin E and octocosinol in. Now, octocosinol and vitamin E work together as the anti, they're also anti-aging, and they're also anti-free radical forms of formulation. Vitamin E helps thin the blood, and when you thin the blood, this allows the heart to work properly. Vitamin E and octocosinol together, it's a 1-2-3 punch. We use that with lecithin. And when we call that stack formulation, where we have one ingredient enhance another and enhance another one. We also have I also put a huge amount of B complex in. B complex improves the electrolyte and electrolytic action of the central nervous system. So people, you'll always hear that B complex is very, very good for any kind of nervous energy. You know, for example, if you're deficient in vitamin B3, you'll probably have a tendency to be claustrophobic. Okay. Because you don't have the proper delivery of oxygen into the central nervous system, and your nervous system starts to collapse on itself, and it feels, it just doesn't feel like you're all there. I use B1, which is thiamine, which enhances circulation. It also helps produce hydrochloric acid, and it also helps to metabolize carbohydrates properly. That's B1. B2 is one of my favorites. It's called Old Yeller. It's necessary for red blood cell formation, antibody production, cell respiration, and growth. Remember, your body reproduces itself at 50 million cells per second, but most people don't produce anywhere close to that. So as a result, they produce pathogens, which are poisons in the body. They become, at first it's antigens, and they gang up, and they store up, and they become pathogens. And now you're in a disease-like condition. I also use B3, niacin. Now, a lot of people don't understand niacin as we do, but niacin is called nicotinic acid, and it looks like nicotine. And so what happens is, if you are a smoker out there and you want to stop, you want to take our vitamin formulation and you want to gang up on a lot of niacin along with it. Because what happens is, when you gang up with a lot of niacin along with our formula, it will start producing nicotinic acid in your body. And nicotinic acid in your body is very, very important for producing vasopressin, which is lysine and arginine. So these are very, very important things that you need to have in your bloodstream. I hear the phone ringing, but I'm not bothering with that right now. B3 also works as an antihistamine. So if you take too much B3 and you've got a lot of antigens in your body, what you're going to end up seeing is a red flush, a histamine reaction. And that red flush is going to be a little bit irritating, so you don't want to start jamming your body too full of niacin if you're using it to stop smoking. I also recommend phenylalanine and vitamin C for that program. But consult with me or send me an email at fredbell@pyridine.com if you want to get on one of these programs. With that, we use a pyridome and a nuclear receptor, which balances the energy. Because what happens is the body is very lazy. And if the body is very lazy, what happens is you will not be able to, when you start looking to get nicotinic acid in your body and you're smoking nicotine, your body immediately assimilates it, immediately grabs it and pulls it in because it's coming in a smoke form, in a phenol form. The problem with that is your body then relies on it and you're not getting true nicotinic acid, you're getting nicotine. So what happens is your body requires cigarettes to help manufacture vasopressin because part of your body starts to go into atrophy. So cigarette atrophy is part of the pineal gland, the pituitary gland more than anything, but both of them. So you put yourself in an atrophic situation, and what's going to happen is over a period of time it's going to be harder and harder to quit. So you need to take niacin. It's very important to break the habit of smoking, along with vitamin C for cell damage. I could go on all night about niacin. Read about it in my book, Rays of Truth. We use vitamin B5, which is called pantothenic acid. This has a huge role in the production of adrenal hormones and the formation of antibodies, and it aids vitamins in the utilization to convert fats, carbohydrates, and proteins into energy. So you can see now how we get the synergism in our formulas. You got your B5 working with your aloe vera, which working with other different nutrients, causes your body to actually assimilate stuff that you wouldn't actually assimilate. You don't find these things in proper amounts in your diet. It's not there. I use vitamin B6, which is called peroxidine. B6 is involved in more body functions than any other single nutrient. It is incredibly important to produce hydrochloric acid. It's incredibly important for the absorption of fats and protein and maintaining a sodium-potassium balance, which if you don't have sodium-potassium balance, your entire central nervous system is shot. It also produces red blood cells, so this is incredibly important. B6 is one of the best nutrients that I understand, as far as my ears, as an anti-cancer vitamin. It's tremendous in building the immune system, but even in itself, the salts in it itself seem to destroy carcinogens. So B6 is something that if I were to ever recommend, well, what other B vitamins would you take along with my vitamins? I would say B3 and B6. Those would be the two to recommend. The rest of them, and B12. B12 is incredible for cellular longevity. So it's one of our anti-aging vitamins. It's not so much necessary for cancer fighting as B6, but it definitely helps. And then biotin is kind of a, we use a lot of biotin. It aids in cell growth, fatty acid production, which you need fats to control your immune system. If you don't have the proper oil balance in your cells in your body, the viruses can come in. And with the HIN5 virus on the rise and different other viruses that they're planning on sending at you, it's very important to have large amounts of biotin in the body. I use folic acid and inositol. These are brain foods. They're needed for energy production. Inositol prevents hardening of the arteries. We use choline bitartrate, which is for gallbladder regulation, liver formation, and helps assimilate lecithin. Vitamin C is a very interesting vitamin. First of all, it's not the vitamin that you would take if you're starting to come down with something. Usually, your body is too acidic. Well, it actually has to be acidic to come down with any form of flu. Vitamin C is an acid-based nutrient. So therefore, when you put vitamin C in your body because you're coming down with the flu, you're going to get sicker. Most people do, or you're going to prolong the flu for a long period of time, where it would go away if you'd have taken nothing quicker. So what I recommend there is look at your body. Your body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of the rest of your regulation and metabolism. If you're coming down with some form of disease, especially one of these flus, it's probably because you're mineral deficient more than anything. And so the mineral that we have found that works best to start with would be chromium. So we use, not only do we use chromium picolinate in our formulas, it's a very expensive mineral. It probably costs you $20 or $30 for a small bottle of them, but you go out and get them. Take them along. If you start feel something coming on, double up with chromium picolinate along with our vitamins. It's very important to add those together. And, of course, we found that in testing, with any one of our pyramids worn on the head, especially the fire dome or the nuclear receptor worn on the head, your metabolism of our formulas is about 400 to 500% greater than it would have been had you not been using a receptor or a pyramid on your head. And the reason for that is it causes a resonance in the trans fats and a resonance in the body metabolism right down to the core of the DNA level, because the frequency of the nuclear receptor is between 350 and 425 megahertz in one of its modes of operation of sending energy into the body, which is exactly the base frequency for human DNA. So if human DNA is naturally not getting its despiraling activity, ELF, in other words, all this ELF that's in the environment that's trying to destroy our bodies and increase our aging process and our destructive process, in spite of the fact we're obviously living longer than we have before, we could be living quantum leaps more longer than we have before if we were to use devices like the nuclear receptor, because even though through our diet and nutrition that we have, which is way better than it was a long time ago in our medical field, it's still, we could be a lot further along, because for every three steps forward, we take two steps backwards. So it is a slow process. We also use a lot of antioxidants. Antioxidants are very, very important. And I'm using some of the new ones in my formulas now. One of them, of course, you probably all know what it is. It's lycopene. Lycopene comes from tomatoes and colored fruits, cherries, and lycopene is a huge antioxidant, meaning it delivers huge amounts of oxygen into your body. So I highly recommend lycopene. And it's not cheap either. When we, you know, our formulas aren't cheap to make. They cost. We had an error. It was really funny because some people were complaining because we raised our prices. Well, we found that someone, when I changed the formulas, I forgot to reprice them. And We're always upgrading our formula. We reformulate about every 5 years. And I had no idea that some of the stuff that I was putting in the vitamins were costing, as the ingredients, more than I was selling the vitamins for. So for every bottle of vitamins we were selling, we were probably losing $5 or $6. So we had to make some adjustments. But like I say, it would cost you a couple hundred dollars to get out there, and you wouldn't have the synergism. And the other thing that's really cool about our vitamins is that what we do is we formulate with amino acids and balanced nutrients in such a way that we tell you to take our vitamins on an empty stomach. Most people out there will tell you to take food with their vitamins because they don't assimilate properly. The hydrochloric formulation, the precursors for that are out of whack. They don't have the free-flowing amino acids, and they're acidic. So they say take food with them. We have the right amount of amino acids combined so that your body can take them and assimilate them without food. We recommend you do them on an empty stomach. And that's why if you've ever taken them, you will notice that you'll get an energy rise. And the best way, I always tell people, you stop taking. If you've been taking my vitamins for any length of time, or I've formulated for over 50 companies, and so I've always kept the best formulas for myself, you'll find that once you stop taking them, it takes about 6 weeks, because you'll gradually drop. And as you, over the period of 6 weeks, as you gradually drop, you'll notice that you're, you know, you'll understand where we're coming from when we say these are something special. And that's the facts. Another nutrient we use is called quercetin. And quercetin is a very powerful antioxidant. It helps. One of the biggest things it does for men is it does two things for men and women. It balances estrogen in women, especially if you're going through the change of life, menopause, and males when they go through the change of life. And it also, so it gives you good prostate health. I had my prostate done, and I'm 62 now, and I had it done recently, and it was 1.1. That's what a teenager might be. As a matter of fact, I had my blood work up. I do all seven panels that they have available, and which check the organs, the balance of the liver, all of the enzymes in the liver, all of the different cholesterol levels in the blood, all these different things, the K factor, potassium factor, acid factor, all the stuff that's in the body. And my body is probably, according to the medical science, orthodox medical science, about 22 or 23 years old. I'm actually in better health than most people in their teens. And that's documented because I've been taking these formulas since 1981 when I came out with the best formula ever since. So the aging process, I don't age much. And then nobody else does. And I don't know of one case of cancer in all our people out there that ever occurred while anybody was, you know, conscientiously using our vitamin minerals on our programs. So anyway, the Q-certain is very important to balance the cardiovascular parts of the body and the prostate parts of the body and obviously the female parts of a woman. I just can't even, and we use this in our antioxidant. You'll see it's a proprietary blend when you look at the label. Now, the FDA requires that we put what's in something, but they don't tell you what the proportions are or what the sources are. And what we use is, when we use, like, for example, in our amino acids and our minerals, we use a pre-digested or chelated form of minerals. The vitamin C that we use is a non-acidic form of vitamin C. It's called ester C. And we're using a lot of the ester products now. They're a lot more expensive than a rose hip form, but bottom line is when you use these type of formulations, you will get results of and there was a real problem that we ran across with when this field started, and that was a lot of people were trying to get chelated minerals into their system, but the forms of chelation they were using, it was not a chelated protein source, it was a mineral source that was salted, so therefore they were putting salt in their heart tissue and they were setting themselves up for a heart attack by taking these high concentrated mineral vitamin combination formulas. They were actually dangerous, and some people did die from them. So you need to know something about the background of the formulator and something about the formula itself when you start getting into these chelated minerals. And ours are very fine. They've been tested, and like I say, nobody's ever had a problem with any of them. With Q-certain, we also use Ginkgo balbilla. Ginkgo is a herb that comes from a 3,000-year-old tree. It's been used in China for years. And it is a complete medicine within itself in the fact that it produces huge amounts of oxygen in the body, cuts down on all kinds of different chemicals in the body that cause a premature aging process. And then when you use it with another herb, which is called milk thistle, the two work in a powerful synergism, you know, almost beyond the imagination of anybody. And so we've been doing, you know, these little 1, 2, 3 punches, and they're all over in our formulas. If you were to look at what the priority was on any one of our given proprietary blends, as we call them, you're going to find that all of the different things that we use are proprietary when you understand, you know, how we blend everything. And like I say, lycopene, Q-certain, Q-certain, all these different things all work together, and these are combined in a separate formula. Q-certain is combined with the other two things, and we don't heat the vitamins. That's another thing. People have a tendency to you can heat them, therefore you can write a higher content of nutrient, you know, on the vitamin label. But basically, when you've heated them, you've destroyed the enzyme value. When you destroy the enzyme value because of heat, you really kill the vitamin. And I hate to say this, but 99% of the formulas that are out there on the market today don't work. We also use a non-toxic gelatin capsule. In other words, our gelatin capsule is made from vegetables, not animal skin, not chemicals, not plastic. It's actually made from vegetables. So the capsules that we encapsulate our vitamins in, and we use that shape, the capsule shape, because it's very important. It itself, those little gelatin capsules are incredibly expensive because they're non-toxic, and like I say, they're a natural, they're almost a vitamin within themselves. They break down within seconds. And that's very important when you want to deliver a synergistic formula into your body. I also use a lot of herbs. I use acerola, cherry, and almond brand. And people, why are you using that? Well, acerola, cherry, and almond brand are very high in B17. B17 is a part of a B complex from B12 on up to B17 called nitrilicides. Nitrilicides are very anti-carcinogenic, cancer-preventing forms of nutrition. So, and the FDA, of course, will not allow us to use a straight B17. It's against the law because it puts the cancer industry out of business. So we can't use, for example, apricot kernels, which is a very high source of it. Not allowed. Nor can we use it in a synthetic chemical form, which is sometimes used in the treatment of cancer. So we can legally put it in there in almond bran and acerola cherry and butternut also. We use cayenne pepper, and the old holistic docs will tell you, first thing you do when you feel a cold coming on, start dosing up with cayenne, capsicum. Capsicum is a very powerful antifungal antibacterial element. It literally burns up viruses and bacteria that would normally be, I mean both of them. It's a full spectrum right across the board house cleaner for your body. So we use a lot of that. We use comfrey root. Comfrey root keeps the body, the acid balance. And we use dandelion with it, and we use fennel. Okay, so comfrey root, dandelion, and fennel work together, not only building the immune system, but doing a great job as a carminative herb, keeping gas out of the system, keeping the hydrochloric acid properly balanced so it doesn't run rapid in your body, and it's also good for keeping rid of any kind of a situation where you end up with ulcers. You know, so these kinds of things are incredibly important to have in the body. And people don't realize I got all these things. There's 200 and some odd ingredients. I can't even cover all the ingredients that I use in my formulas combined. There's over 200 in some of them. 200, that's a lot of stuff. We use lysine and arginine, two amino acids, along with our B3, and what that does is it creates a large amount of vasopressin in the body. And you've heard me talk about this before, because vasopressin is so recognized by everybody in the health field and in the medical field that a company called Sandoz makes a formula called Diapid that you squirt in your nose by prescription to allow you to have a sense of well-being and fulfillment and euphoria. But then, of course, that's going to put your body out of commission. You're going to have a drug habit, because, once again, the body's pituitary won't be producing that. anymore, any longer. We also use Yohimbe. Yohimbe and yucca are very good for treatment of arthritis and viral, you know, blood, what I call blood viral diseases, blood-laden diseases. So this is very good, too. We also use Krabaco. Krabaco is another antioxidant, very expensive, very new to modern science, but very important. Now, as far as liver cleansing, we use the cordyceps, the mycelia, and the shiitake mushrooms combined in a special formula. This is a liver formula. You're going to find that you're going to see more and more formulas coming out in health food stores and drinks, like kombucha, for example, is out there. Now, we may even add that later. I may have come out with a kombucha beverage. This is some of the best liver detoxing stuff on the planet. And we use this. We've been using these kinds of things, the reishi and the cordyceps mushrooms. We've added that. We also added sarsaparilla leaf with it, too, which enhances it. We've been using this for years. And it's funny, just now, there's a big push on in the stores, people to go out and they start buying these different concoctions now of the, like Shambuca, all these different things that are good for the liver. And when I talk about liver cleanse, I'm not talking about taking 3 days and having to go to get rid of the fat, the saturated fats like butter, take any dairy products out of your body, then go to boiled vegetables, and you're having to do this horribly bland vegetable, non-sugar juice thing for almost 2 weeks to clear your liver. Talking, you can clear it overnight with this new stuff. We can do it fast without all this other things that you have to do. And like I say, we use a lot of aloe vera in both formulas. We also use peppermint leaf and wintergreen leaf. And what this does is it produces more enzyme. Peppergreen and wintergreen, as you know, are probably produce digestive enzymes. We use it in a normal form. With these digestive enzymes, it allows you to eat and assimilate these vitamins on an empty stomach. And when you assimilate and eat them on an empty stomach, that's when you get the actual 100% transference of the nutritional factors into your bloodstream. I also use rice bran. Rice bran is a whole B complex. Rice bran is very, very important in the formula. I do not use yeast for a B complex. Yeast is absolutely poison. It turns into poison in the body. So do not take yeast under any conditions. And unfortunately, in Europe and a lot of places, they sell it as a B complex, straight yeast, in England especially. And let me tell you something. If you want to get arthritis and get sick in a very short moment, in a very short period of your life, get on a yeast formulation. Yeast causes, it enhances the effects of negative air pollution. It just does so many bad things for your body. I wouldn't even know where to get, where to start. We also use beta carotenes and carotene forms. Carotene forms are very important for high levels of vitamin A, non-toxic vitamin A. There's been vitamin A scares, but what happens is when you take our formulas typically, if your eyesight has been failing or getting worse with age, it will probably reverse itself. I know in my case, I was born nearsighted, genetic problem. And my glasses at one point were, my vision was 20/400. So I had a minus 425 lens. Today, my eyes have gotten better. I'm about 2200 now. And I've gone from a minus 425 to a minus 275 in one eye and a minus 150 in the other. So my vision has, in the last 4 or 5 years, gotten twice as good as it's ever been in my entire life. Because vision is definitely affected, as is the immune system, by the liver. When you are sick or you're toxic and your liver is not functioning properly, one of the first things that happens is that you'll notice something is wrong with your vision. It's like your vitamin formula doesn't work today where it normally worked. So it's your vision. You will see a change in vision. At least most people do. And I'm not prescribing these vitamins. I'm just explaining to you because I've had a lot of people come to me not understanding why they're expensive, not understanding why we've raised the prices. We've had to. We've got better ingredients. And like I said, there's nothing on the market. And if you've been taking them and you stop, you'll really notice the difference. If you've never taken them, you're going to notice a lot of people right away, their dietary habits will change. People that eat junk foods and take our vitamins start losing the craving for junk foods, because most junk foods have highly saturated fats. And you'll find that your body gets a craving going from this highly saturated fats. But when your body starts metabolizing them, you suddenly realize what they are. And then what happens is you don't take these highly saturated fats. You go into a non-saturated fat and mono and polysaccharides. It's just a whole other lifestyle, and it's automatic. You don't have to force yourself to do anything. These are some of the things that we use. We also use red raspberry leaf and papaya leaf and parsley. This is in the full spectrum. These are they prevent mucus. You get too much mucus in your body. So they are herbs that slow down the mucus production. You don't want too much of that in your body, which has a tendency to then become infected with bacteria especially. So it lowers the mucus producing of the body. And these are called anti-ash herbs. Anti-ash herbs are, in fact, in that they are herbs that cut down the mucus levels of the body. And I use a large amount of all of these different things. So that's just part of what I use. Betaine hydrochloride, chromium picolinate, I use a large amount of that. As a matter of fact, our chromium picolinate level on a daily dosage is 120 micrograms. And when you go to a store and pay $20 for a month's supply, you get just one chromium picolinate pill is only 90 micrograms. So we're 40 micrograms higher than a product sold by itself in a standalone jar. And potassium and zinc, zinc is very important. Without zinc, your body cannot balance the minerals. Your water balance, you're going to start absorbing water. We've already said we've got selenium. Potassium, of course, is a nutrient that's very important to have a spark. You know, if you look at your spark plug on your car and you pull a wire off, there's no spark. So therefore, the engine can't combust. You can't burn that fuel, the hydrocarbon, the fossil fuel. It won't burn. The same way with your body. You can't metabolize the ATP, adenosine triphosphate in your body, which is the energy that comes from the sun stored in it as an enzyme in the core and the heart of the cell. You can't get the energy out of the cell that was in there from the sun, the ATP molecule, without large amounts of potassium. And so we put a huge amount of potassium in our formulas, and we also put phosphorus with it too. Potassium and phosphorus work together. And our phosphorus is in the form of a hydrolyzed protein complex, which is very important. Of course, then we use calcium and magnesium. Calcium and magnesium is the basic mineral that you need to balance the central nervous system and pretty much every nutrient in the body. Now, I realize you got to have your trace minerals, and then you got to have your mid-frequency minerals, and you got to have your low-frequency minerals. So there's three different frequencies or octaves. And remember, your cells are receptors of musical sounds and energy sounds that are very harmonic with nature. And if you don't have these things harmonizing with nature, then you're going to have a really, really, really bad problem very quickly. We also use a grape seed extract in our formulas. Grape seed extract has a lot of, is another antioxidant in itself and to its own nature. And as a result of having grapeseed extract, it's tremendous. As a lot of people run out and buy it when they start to get sick. And they run out and buy chromium picolinate, and they run out and buy ester C. The bottom line is, if you got all this stuff in your body all the time anyway, then what happens is you don't have to go buy anything if you start to get sick, because your body already has it and you probably won't get sick. And if you do, it's going to be very light. People that use our formulas, I've noticed, occasionally, including myself, a really heavy virus will come through in the neighborhood. It's just everybody's got it. So eventually you get a little of it. Well, we'll get it for 2 or 3 days in small amounts. And I notice people on our formulas, if they get it at all, it's two or three days in small amounts. And then everybody else still has it for 6 or 8 or 10 weeks, and it's not around here anymore. And once your immune system learns it, and you protect your immune system, and once it learns the key to that particular virus, you won't get it a second time. If it comes around next year, it's not going to happen. You won't see it at all, which is really very important, I think. We use glutamic acid, which is another digestive enhancement tool. And we also use freeze-dried acidophilus. Now, this amplifies the mushroom effect. A lot of these mushrooms, when they break down, some of the ingredients in the mushrooms are acidophilus. It's their forms of friendly bacteria. And unfortunately, most people, when they put a lot of this junk food in their body during the day, they destroy their acidophilus. And if you happen to be unfortunate enough to have to take antibiotics for something, you won't have any acidophilus. So once again, you can go down to the health food store and go buy a bunch of it. You know, they measure it in parts per million, and it's usually fairly high, fairly rich, and it's temperature sensitive. We use a form that's not. It's a freeze-dried, so it doesn't matter about the temperature, although we don't recommend you boil our vitamins or freeze them in your freezer. Just keep them at some temperature close to the human body, which, of course, 68 degrees, which is even the temperature all year round inside the Great Pyramid, 68 degrees, because that's shaped like a carbon atom, and that's what carbon atom functions at, is 68 degrees. So then you begin to see how we also use another amino acid I forgot. It's malathion. Malathion is what I call a consciousness-raising mineral. It absolutely destroys bacteria that are, you know, what we call aerobic bacteria. And it also, or anaerobic bacteria, I'm sorry, and the ones that aren't good for you, and viruses. Malathion also fuels the cell. It ignites the cell. It's kind of like a gasoline of the system. It's a tremendous antibiotic natural in the way it works, but it's also, it makes the cell ignite. And you can get the energy out much better, malathion. As a matter of fact, malathion, you should study that on the internet. There's too much, you know, that goes on with all the amino acids. Malathion is one of my favorites. We use a small amount of GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. It inhibits the cells from overfiring. In other words, you can get too much stimulation. So it also helps keep down addiction to different things. It's a regulating amino acid, and so then it helps. It really does help regulate the cells. When you start getting this fast food, the cells are going to start getting cravings for these horrible trans fatty acids. And then of course we use PC lecithin, phosphorylated lecithin. It's a phosphorus type of lecithin, and when you put lecithin in the body, It was originally discovered, you know, by students taking coconut to improve their memory. If you want to know the number one thing to improve your memory, it's not ginkgo, it's lecithin. It's been proven. Lecithin makes vitamin E work 50 to 100 times more efficiently than it does by vitamin E would by itself. So when we use lecithin, octocosinol, and vitamin E, we are producing a synergism in the vitamin formula that not only enhances circulation, lowers the density of the blood, eliminates LDL amino acids in the body that are not good, cholesterols, but it also enhances the oxygen to the brain. It also enhances the proteins in the brain by carrying that oxygen to them, and therefore actually enhances the mineral, the iron activity in the brain. You know, iron is in your blood. And if that iron molecule gets destabilized or its geometry goes askew, what happens is the blood does not perform properly, which then affects something called the Bohr effect. The Bohr effect in the cycling of blood lowers its ability and efficiency to pick up oxygen out of the air. And then the air used to have 22% maybe oxygen. Now it's probably got 14%. Sometimes we measure the amount of oxygen in the air. In a crowded parking lot, maybe 2%. And so it allows the body to assimilate much more higher levels of oxygen, carry them throughout the body to oxygenate the body, which kills all the negative things and enhances the ATP molecule once again, and then brings the carbon dioxide back out of the body. So what happens is if you don't have the proper amounts of lecithin and vitamin E in the body, you're going to start getting a buildup of carbon monoxide poison-like effects in the body. Not actually the carbon monoxide itself, but those kinds of effects. And over a period of time, they can become pretty deadly. So this is something else that's very important. So overall, I guess tonight I won't have a chance to. I will play probably next week. I'm going to put on some of my old lectures on vitamins and minerals that came from my other radio show, because there's a lot of points that I'm not able to cover tonight. There's just not enough time. So I hope that you'll continue listening to the shows. Tell your friends about them. I've got more guests coming on board for my Saturday Night Live show. Right now, we got to start covering these nutritional things a little bit more. I'll probably have to get my chops up a little bit here, too. But there's a lot of things I know I meant to say tonight and forgot. But nutrition is too vast a field. But I like to simplify it. And the things I'm talking about tonight somewhat, hopefully, will simplify it for you out there so that you understand the basics of nutrition, the basics of what minerals do, the basics of B vitamins do, what the central nervous system does. And remember, the central nervous system is just an electrical conductor for the electrolytes, foci, ginseng, and gotu-kola. The aloe vera that we use is an oxygenator, which oxygen, of course, is, H2O, water in the body, what balances the water in the body. And it does all these things have to work together in order for you to be conscious. If any one of these things is not working properly, you're going to have a deficiency of hormones, inability to properly assimilate things. You're going to start storing water, building cholesterol, losing your memory, losing your energy, your motivation, because your hormonal deficiencies. You just start falling out of touch. And that's unfortunate, because a lot of people are doing that now. They are getting out of touch. And that's not what I would call a good thing. I would call that a bad thing. And these formulas, people ask me, well, what about my kids? Well, the kids, this formula works just fine on children. It works very well on children. In our pills, in our bottles, we recommend you take five pills per day. And so in a 30-day period, you got about 150 of them. If you're giving them to your kids, we recommend two, not five. Reason for that is kids are going to get a little over-energized. And that's okay, but you might not be able to handle it. And then you're going to want to give them drugs like Ritalin, and that's not very good either. So it becomes very important to deal with the right amounts of nutrients. And so if you have any questions, we have a lot of other products that we're adding to Pyridine now. We're in the process of adding a lot of products you can't even find in the health food stores that you hear about, but you don't know where to get them. We're going to have those, and Mikkel at Pyridine is a naturopath, and she's helping a lot of the clients, as you know. And she's actually more versed. She even helps me, because I got too many things going on. I can't even keep up with the latest advances. Although the people I co-formulate with are pretty avant-garde. There's so much research going on now on the enzyme level, on the nutritional levels, especially on the processing levels. In other words, what it takes to extract Yohimbe, or what it takes to make a better B complex, or what it takes to make a better form of an amino acid, and a better form of mineral, a better chelating agent. All these things are constantly changing with science, and they're getting better. The people out there in the health food industry, the ones that aren't into greed, because a lot of money is made out there, are very health conscious. And the health conscious companies are the ones that we work with and we formulate with. So if you got any questions, just call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. And you will get somebody at Pyridine and the website, and you can type in, if you want to tell your friends how to get hold of me, you can tell them that just go to drfredbell.com. Now I've got my own drfredbell.com web address, which will take you over to Pyridine. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and my email address is fredbell@pyridine.com, and don't be surprised if I don't answer you right away. I've got some other big radio shows coming up real soon. You'll hear me on some national networks. Thank you. this network is growing pretty fast, I might add. It's growing quite fast. So with that, I hope everybody has a great evening. Enjoy the show. Catch you later.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.